Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Well, I'm back on that big, beautiful, highly respected ballot. The Supreme Court, 9-0, I call it unanimous. They put me back on the ballot and reversed Colorado's decision faster than Chris Christie reversed his lap band. A lot of people know about it. He found all of the weight he lost with interest. That's a lot of weight when you think about it. Even Ketanji Brown Jackson, who doesn't know what a woman is, knew that I belong on that ballot, and now they're putting me back on there, and they're going to put my name on that ballot in 24-karat gold. It's going to be incredible. I'm back on the ballot. I'm not going anywhere but the White House, and we will make America great again. Believe me.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It is the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So not only has Colorado been embarrassed, like I said the other day, Colorado should be embarrassed. Six people wanted to stop a man from becoming president who's already been president and who performed amazingly. 74 million people voted for Donald Trump and want him back, and six people think they can stop him from becoming president. That their Supreme Court actually upheld the decision to call Trump an insurrectionist. And then SCOTUS, not 5-4, but 9-0, said not the case. Democrats are trying to spin it as a 5-4 win, and I heard Lawrence O'Donnell talking about it. We'll get to that in a second, because what he showed is exactly why you need to never let leftists be in control of anything, certainly politics, but we'll get to that in a bit. So, not only was a Colorado Secretary of State or Attorney General embarrassed at this stupid case that got overturned 9-0, but then guess what? Idaho goes, well, I guess, or Maine goes, I guess we better drop our case. So now, yet again, another thing has been thwarted by Donald Trump. Another, we'll get him. We'll get that man no matter what. And, of course, it didn't take 1 second before Raskins decided, well, that's just not the case. We're still going to wage attacks on Donald Trump. So nothing's changed. Again, I'm glad you guys are with me. I want to bring to you things that are so ridiculous. Look, I don't know who, there is nobody so powerful on the left that I want to keep him off the ballot. Now, I'll tell you this. Joe Biden should never be in politics. Adam Schiff should never be in politics again. Fannie Willis, Letitia James, Alvin Bragg, Jack Smith, all these people should be banned from serving in government, but for real reasons. See, they've got it's a partisan attack on people just because of ideology. They have no evidence against Donald Trump that would tell you keep him off the ballot. And by the way, we talk about insurrectionists, every one of the people who has gone after Donald Trump, I consider an insurrectionist. The January 6th committee should be imprisoned, at the very least, and they certainly shouldn't be allowed to be in politics anymore. And, of course, we got rid of ours. Adam Kinzinger's gone. Liz Cheney's gone. But who's still there? Pelosi and all those other, Raskin, those other ne'er-do-wells, people that have no interest in upholding the law. I'm glad we're getting to the bottom of this stuff. And I'm going to tell you, it's only going to get worse. I wrote a piece about this. I've said it to you over and over and over. I've told people this. I've warned the Democrats. No matter where you think you stand right now, you may think you're winning even. You may be delusional and believe you're winning. If you're on our side, you may think we're losing. Just wait. How long do you think you got to wait? Well, wait a couple days. You don't have to wait months. Wait until Hunter Biden continues testifying. Wait until Jim Biden continues testifying. Wait until more people that worked with Hunter. They just got a new guy, Jason Galanis or something. Anyway, I'll get his name here in a minute. But my producers are getting it now. The point is, doesn't matter who they get, who testifies, what hurts them is the clock ticking. Is it TikTok? What do y'all use? Whatever you use, whatever you want. Tick, tick. Clocks don't do TikTok anymore. They just do tick, tick, tick. Doesn't matter, though. Let it tick off as much as you want. Every second is a dog second for Joe Biden. Every second is a week for the Democrats, meaning their lies come closer to getting exposed every time. And, you know, I don't know if you know how decay works, but it gets faster and faster and faster at the end. So, in other words, things will move slow at first, and using it gets glacial speed or walking in molasses. And then suddenly, everything speeds up, and you get to the conclusion. No more cliffhangers. We know exactly what happened. You should read, I mean, if you want to have some fun, you should read the different things that are involved with Hunter Biden and Russians and jewelry, different oligarchs, and how it's all connected, how Joe Biden's involved. It's fascinating. It really is. And my father didn't do this. We're going to get into it. Because I want you to, this guy's going to explain exactly what we've heard from multiple people. Don't put Joe's name in it. Don't mention Joe's name. Joe Biden. So that's brewing. Hey, you think Ukraine's going to start doing better? You think they're going to win the war against Russia? You think, Putin's going to suddenly, release the doves? What do you think's going to happen in foreign policy? You think Iran's going to stop, sponsoring terror, stop trying to build a nuke? You think the Houthis are going to stop bombing our ships and sinking cargo ships? You think the economy is going to suddenly improve because Joe Biden's implemented some silver bullet? What do you think is going to happen as we get closer and closer and closer? Joe Biden's done. Good. But, oh, by the way, Donald Trump won another state. After Nikki Haley, Queen of the Swamp, won D.C. What do you think? How did Super Tuesday work out for us? Was anybody surprised? Yeah, I'm shocked. Nikki Haley didn't win a state? Whoa. What's this world coming to? Donald Trump swept it all? Why do you think Raskin and all these guys are going, Russia's helping Donald Trump? Let me ask you, do you think Donald Trump needs Russia's help? Let me put it this way. If you ask me, do I want Putin's help or do I just like my prospects against Biden? I'll take Biden for 2000, Alex. I don't need Putin's help to beat Joe Biden if I'm Donald Trump. What are these people smoking? We'll play the clip, though, because you got to hear it. When we come back, though, I want to let you hear what they, Lawrence O'Donnell, talking about Donald Trump and Jack Smith. And see if you glean from this what I glean from. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past. But God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Guys, so I guess we were kind of waiting for this result. We finally got the result. Tara, your reaction to this result?
It doesn't matter.
Right.
That's the reaction.
No, I appreciate it. I know I appreciate you giving us that. That's why I wanted to ask you.
I'm just being honest.
That's exactly what we want.
You know, right. Well, I'm being honest. It doesn't matter. And like I said, it didn't matter for Marco Rubio in 2016. It's not going to matter for Nikki Haley in 2024. They can use this as a talking point, a fleeting talking point, I guess. But come Tuesday, when she gets blown out, in the majority of the Super Tuesday states, you're going to see that there really is no longer a path for her through as far as delegates. It's just going to wrap it up on Tuesday for the most part. So it's nice. I guess she can say she won something, I guess.
MSNBC mocking Nikki Haley. Nikki Haley, not Nikki Haley, Nikki Haley, mocking her as they should. Blown out in Super Tuesday. No surprise. I mean, what are you going to do? Can you buy all the Democrats? Can you make all, hey, Democrats, help me, save me, in, you know, please save me in Super Tuesday. I mean, what's the average margin of victory for Trump? The only thing Nikki Haley could hope to accomplish, pardon me, is could she get enough of the vote to where people would be like, well, I mean, you know, she's a player. Because, but look, I mean, there's a contingent, an anti-Trump contingent that's mostly geared. I mean, there's some rhino Republicans, but they're not as many as people say. It's mostly Democrats trying to skew things to make it look a particular way. Donald Trump is crushing it. Here's a Ben Ginsburg was on CNN, and he's talking about Trump. And what do people think about Donald Trump as an insurrectionist?
So, Ben, Trump has repeatedly tried to argue that even having to be in a courtroom for a trial is election interference, right? He said that all these cases are election interference by the fact that they even exist. Here's just a couple of examples.
I go to a lot of courthouses because of Biden, because they're using that for election interference.
Instead of being in South Carolina and other states campaigning, I'm stuck here. It's an election interference case. Nobody's ever seen anything like it in this country. It's a disgrace.
Obviously, Ben, I should point out, you know, he was there by choice in that case. But multiple judges have rejected the claim, right, the point that he's making. Do you have any worries, though, Ben, how it may look to voters the closer we get to Election Day?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, what Donald Trump has shown is that this can become a prime ingredient of his campaign, that he can play the victim. And there is a certain element that shows up in the polling that says people, even independent voters, are sympathetic to the fact that his political opponents are putting him on trial so close to the election. So this is a fraught moment. Really, for the way the campaign plays out, for the democracy general.
Welcome back, everybody. I want to go back to that Trump impersonator. I'm back on the ballot. Unanimous reverse decision. You know, somebody's talking about Chris Christie's lap band. He found the weight. And I love how he breathes. He goes, did you show Trump breathing? He found the weight with interest. That was a funny piece. Oh, man. I tell you, I say this all the time. You folks are so talented. I scroll through the news. My producers scroll through the news. And I'm telling you, you people are funny. You're clever. And what's funny on the conservative side, once they woke us up and we got mad, then we start going at them. You know, who's winning? I mean, you got Saturday Night Live mocking Joe Biden. You got guys paying an homage to Trump. We're winning. We're going to go all the way, MAGA. Yeah, you know, United States of America, America first. You know, he did a great job. I'm going to work on my Trump. I'm going to get that down before the end of it. I heard Jamie Foxx do it. He was spot on. Woo! 9-0. But as I mentioned, the Democrats don't stop. Here's Raskin after the decision. I mean, a 9-0 decision. Here's what he has to say.
I am working with a number of my colleagues, including Debbie Wasserman Schultz and Eric Swalwell, to revive legislation that we had to set up a process by which we could determine that someone who committed insurrection is disqualified by Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. And the House of Representatives already impeached Donald Trump for participating in insurrection by inciting it. So the House has already pronounced upon that. And
so the news was barely off the press. And Raskins is saying, I'm going to work with Eric Swalwell, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, people that should be out of politics. People who have one thing in mind, partisan politics, that their whole goal is to thwart a legitimate election, which they've done. By the way, there's a video, and a guy says, the only way you can make sense of what's going on in America is if you admit that the election was rigged. That's the only way to make sense. And I agree. Let me think about January 6th and all the insurrection that's been compared to the Civil War, and nobody got shot except Ashley Babbitt, and the cops actually did this, and they walked these people through, and, you know, the people were seen changing clothes and the Trump gear, and the Capitol Hill police let people in. There was a guy named Ray Epps that didn't even get one iota of nothing happened to him at all, and he was the biggest mouth and the biggest face of the, quote, insurrection. I could go on. And all these things that have happened since. Joe Biden, I mean, holy cow. The outcome, the success, which there isn't any, the failure, if you will, of the Joe Biden administration should be enough to make people take pause. What? Well, how could you possibly want four more years of Joe Biden? I'm being honest with you. I'm saying if I were a Democrat and you said to me, Kevin, you can have more inflation, you can have more strife, more crime, more the things that are going on, and you could have more worry by with having Joe Biden, I would be like, look, I don't care. Who? Please replace him. If I was a Democrat, I'd be, I don't know who we have, but we got to find somebody. How are we letting these people get away with this? A guy that, and we're going to get into this later on in the broadcast, but who needs cognitive tests? Who, quite frankly, people should be fearful that he remains president. The 25th Amendment should have already been invoked on this guy, and they want more. And I'm looking at these guys. Joe Biden stole a minuscule amount of money, really and truly. $20 million, $50 million today, that's a rounding error. For most politicians, it's a rounding error. Nancy Pelosi makes that in a year, you know? So he hasn't done that much. But what he did to get it is what is most disturbing. And again, the left don't seem to care. They don't care he's crooked. He's our guy. I think that's what bugs me the most. Anyway, when we come back, we're going to talk about things that are not in the news and this new name, Jason Galanis, that popped up during the Inquisition of Hunter Biden.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Well, it's official. Nikki Haley has suspended her bid for the 2024 Republican nomination after losing 14 out of 15 Super Tuesday primaries and caucuses to former President Donald Trump. While she didn't give Trump her endorsement, she did encourage him to earn the support of the Republican and independent voters who backed her. On the Democratic side, President Biden took the win. Now he's busy preparing to deliver his State of the Union address Thursday night at 9. Texas Governor Greg Abbott describing the wildfires ravaging the panhandle of Texas as nothing less than catastrophic. The Smokehouse Fire, currently the largest in Texas history, has consumed 70% of Kemp Hill County. Corey Myers, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The story with Hunter Biden is not complicated because you know it's crooked, but it is complicated to some degree. It's not like reading Harry Potter, but there are intricacies because every time you turn around, there's a new person that's involved. And by the way, as I've said many times, they all seem to be crooks. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. I'm going to read this. This was in the Daily Wire. Jason Galanis, a former business associate of Joe Biden's son Hunter, told Congress that Hunter routinely called his dad for meetings where foreign deals were discussed, that a Chinese firm was interested in a partnership because it believed Joe Biden himself would join the board after leaving the vice presidency. That's as simple as it gets. I love to tell you guys I can boil this thing down. That's it. He goes on. He says, the entire value add of Hunter Biden to our business was his family name and access to his father, Vice President Joe Biden. That's what he told the House Oversight and Judiciary Committees on February the 23rd. They just released this transcript. Because of this access, I agreed to contribute equity ownership to them, Hunter and Devin Archer he's talking about, for no out-of-pocket cost to them in exchange for their, quote, relationship capital. That's what this guy Galanis said. He was interviewed from prison, serving time for fraud involving bilking a pension fund. These are the type of people that Hunter Biden routinely had for business partners. I said this. I would like to know who wasn't crooked. And here's the most surprising part of it all, in my opinion. They never got anything to work. The companies are bankrupt, or their partners are in prison, or on the run, or have been disappeared in China. Who knows? But they didn't make anything work. This is the epitome of working with a Biden. They give you all the talk and malarkey, and what you get is malarkey. Anyway, they go on to say this. He said Hunter was involved in that scheme, but the prosecutors involved in the pension bilking scheme. But the prosecutors didn't charge him and kept the evidence out of court. He said that after he agreed to testify to Congress, a decision to release him early from prison was reversed. You believe it? See, I've watched enough of these law shows to know that's what happens. His testimony pertained to Hunter and his close friend Devin Archer, who were partners in various businesses. And here's what Galanis went on to say. In 2014, I agreed with Hunter and Devin that the Burnham & Company enterprise would be significantly enhanced by forming a partnership with Harvest Management Group. a $300 billion Chinese financial services firm closely connected to the Chinese Communist Party. So these people knowingly were going to go into business with the Chinese Communist Party. Now, I'm going to say this. That doesn't make you bad. Anybody doing business in China, in effect, you're in business with the Chinese Communist Party. So that part doesn't disturb me at all. What disturbs me is all the things, what they were going after. In other words, if you got a business, you got a manufacturing business in China, they're going to put a CCP person at the head of that business. That person's going to befriend you, make you think y'all are, you know, aces. But they're there to spy on you and to watch, to steal from you, etc. That's what they do. And I know this. I worked in China. So this is what they do. There's nothing you're going to do about that. You're partnered with them. Now, the question is, are you making, you know, board games, or are you going after critical infrastructure in America like our oil and gas industry? More on that in a bit. So they said materials related to this Burnham deal lists both men as being involved. Archer was convicted of charges related to Burnham, and his attorney said that Hunter was also part of the deal. But like with this guy Galanis, Hunter was never charged. His attorney said he was listed without consent. Galanis said what Hunter and Archer brought to the table was political connections. And here's his quote. The words lean in were used often by Devin and Hunter in our business dealings as a term for access to VP Biden's political influence. In other words, Biden was willing to lean in when he needed to. They could pick up the phone and say, hey, Dad, I need you to do blah, blah, blah. And Joe would say, well, I tell you what, pal. I'll look into that. The leader of Harvest was Chairman Harry Zhou, who wanted continual reassurance that the father, this is a quote, that the father was going to be, the father, Joe Biden, was going to be involved with Harvest. I know it sounded like I said it twice, but that's what I read. That's what his actual quote was. I think you're keeping up, right? It's pretty, I mean, as I said, this isn't Harry Potter. He goes on, he says, I recall being with Hunter Biden and Devin Archer at the Peninsula Bar in New York, where Hunter took a call from his father. He told his father things were going well with Henry and Harvest, and that he might need a little help getting across the finish line. Now, you could argue, well, was he asking for help, or was he just informing his dad? Okay. You want to play devil's advocate? You going to play with me? Y'all going to mess with me? Okay. In another instance, Hunter called his father for the benefit of business associates at an elaborate Russian party with a 4-foot-high stack of lobsters, he said. He says, I was present when Hunter called his father on the cell phone, put the call on speaker. Present for the call were Yelena Batarina, an investment in Rosemont Projects, her husband Yuri, the former mayor of Moscow, and Devin Archer. Now, this lady, Yelena Batarina, wanted to get off the no-fly list. So she was the one that gave Hunter $3.5 million. Her husband, Yuri, is what they call a Russian oligarch. He says this call took place May 4, 2014, during a gathering hosted by the Ukrainian associate of Ms. Batarina and a business partner of ours at Romanov, a restaurant in Brooklyn. We were told to go to an area of the restaurant to gather because Hunter was going to call his father. Hunter called his father, said, hello, and hold on, Pops, then put the call on speakerphone and said, yeah, I'm here with our friends. I told you we're coming to town. We wanted to say hello. Vice President Biden said hello and some pleasantries. Hunter responded by saying, everything is good and we're moving ahead. Now, look, I get it. You can play devil's advocate and say he's just keeping his daddy informed. His dad said he never talked to him about his business dealings, number one. And number two, one call, like the old saying goes, one buzzard circling something might be dead. 15 buzzards circling something's dang sure dead. Or it's dying. That deal, that was him keeping his father up to speed, saying, when I need you, you need to be here. This is what I need to get this, quote, over the finish line. There's no ambiguity here. Galanis said there were, quote, many conversations that I understood the VP had been expressing his willingness to join the Harvest board after his vice presidency ended. And in exchange, Harvest would, quote, become an investor in Burnham, so it was to receive money. The original proposal was $18 million. I don't know what the numbers are. I'm not paying attention to that. People can that are smarter than I am can follow the money trail. But here's what I know. In all these different, you know, interactions, money, there's a money trail that leads to Joe Biden's bank account. And just like this Justice Department has covered up two crooked deals where Hunter Biden should be in prison and his business partners are, they're covering up for Joe Biden. He says they had a group rule to keep Joe Biden's names out of written materials. Say it, forget it. Write it, regret it. That's what he said. But it did not always follow. He says in one email, Archer wrote to a Saudi prince that his Ukrainian business ventures, including Hunter sitting on the board of Burisma, were linked to the fact that Joe Biden was tasked by then President Obama with dealing with the country. Archer wrote to Khalid bin al-Khalid, Ukraine, where I sit on the board, is one of the largest independent gas producer, nine, and it sits within the VPOTUS Biden's portfolio. This was a conversation about Vice President Biden's portfolio that was had that privately on a, he says that they had privately on a regular basis, an example of a private conversation that came out in the open. So when Biden was tasked by Obama to take over the country, guess what happened? Hunter and team swooped in and they started pilfering. This draft email was written for Hunter to send, and he wrote this: please remind Henry, the head of that organization, of our conversation about a board seat for a certain relation of mine. Devin and I golfed with that relation earlier last week. We discussed this very idea again, and as always, he remains very, very keen on the opportunity. That's the kind of stuff they did to cover up that they were talking about Joe Biden. Short break, folks. We'll be right back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
We're going to go a little bit more deeper into this Jason Galanis thing. But before that, I want to let you hear CNN on Americans benefiting from Biden versus Trump, a clip. And they went out and talked to these folks and asked them, you know, who'd you do better under or whatever. And we got that particular clip. So here it is.
Joining me now to break down the numbers is CNN reporter Elena Treen, who is traveling with the former president in Greensboro, North Carolina. So, Elena, what sticks out to you from these numbers? What can you tell us?
Well, there are a few things, Omar. First of all, what you mentioned about how 18% of American voters feel that they've personally been helped by Joe Biden's policies, compared with the 40% of Americans who said the same for Donald Trump. I think that really sticks out to me, and it really shows some of the trouble that Biden is facing ahead of a potential general election rematch with the former president, Donald Trump. The other thing that I know I can tell you that the Donald Trump campaign was looking at this morning was they were celebrating some of the numbers in this poll, specifically the part that showed in a hypothetical matchup between Donald Trump and Joe Biden that Trump narrowly led Biden 48% to 43%. It's something we also saw some of his allies and advisors share on social media. And you can probably expect him to town some of those poll numbers during his speech later today. But look, Omar, Donald Trump has two trips today, one in North Carolina. Nikki Haley's also in the state today. And then Trump will also be in Richmond later today. These are the only two states that he is visiting ahead of Super Tuesday. And part of that is because the Trump campaign does see these as battlegrounds ahead of November. And I think from his rhetoric that you can expect today, it'll be far more about a general election than it will be about the primary. Donald Trump and his team essentially see that this believe that this primary is over, that Nikki Haley is just hanging on, but that they will soon have enough delegates to declare him the presumptive Republican nominee. Now,
I just really want you to hear the polling message there. 18% of the people say Joe Biden's been an improvement for them. And I don't know what it was for Trump, but it was significantly higher, like 3X of Joe Biden. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. So what are you going to get when you become one of my Backstage Club members? Well, you get a lot of access. We're going to do an interview with a friend of mine who does dream analysis. We're going to only post that on there. Some behind-the-scenes stuff with one of my friends who won the first season of The Voice. A lot of that type of stuff. You get a membership to the Cost Club. It's $10 a month, but you get it for free. And you can buy all kinds of cool stuff over there at a discount. You know, like 96 different items, and it's coffee, beef jerky, stuff like that. All made in America. Good stuff, too. Quality product. You get a pretty deep discount in our store. A lot of stuff. You get, you know, my ads, you're ad-free on any of my posts will all be ad-free. All that kind of cool stuff. We will have a monthly session with a bunch of you. Some of you I will actually meet with in person. There'll be opportunities for that. So, and I got some letters or emails, I should say, from folks saying, Kevin, as soon as I get free up some cash, I'm going to do it. There's a couple of people that have paid for other people to do it. So if you want to be one of those, let me know. I mean, it's not that many, but we can get you in. And then there are people that are just telling me when I'm able to do it, I'm going to do it. So I appreciate you guys for that, for believing in what we do, because we need you. And I'm not going to lie. There are many things I want to do in my life, and I will. I'll accomplish whatever I want to accomplish. If I decide I'm going to meet my financial goals, I'll do that. But right now, this is important. I'm relying on you to do it. I don't think we're asking for much. 500 people to give us $20-25 a month, that's not a lot of dollars. And considering how much Melissa and I put into our nonprofit and other nonprofits, and just in general, you know, it's a small price to pay to keep us able to put the message out there. So we're going to keep at it. And for those of you who have done it, and I've named you many times, I appreciate you, and we're in contact quite often. So thank you very much again. I want to go back to this guy Galanis, Jason Galanis. And like everything the Democrats do, this is a guy who Hunter Biden wanted to be in business with. I've given you a bit of his history previously. And I'll be honest with you, I think most of the people Hunter Biden is involved with are either crooks or they have a propensity to go towards crookedness. But Hunter has two friends in prison. His name was removed off of it because his daddy's position. It's the same reason why he's not in prison now, for his coke abuse. It's a simple reason. If Hunter Biden were, you know, Hunter Johnson and from the hood, he'd be in prison. You wouldn't even know his name. Anyway, what the Democrats want to do now is they want to make you feel like Galanis was. Look at him. He's a fraud. The FBI agent that blew the whistle on Joe Biden? Well, he's now a disgraced FBI agent. This is a guy that was fine. Up until the point where he blew the whistle on the Bidens, he was fine. He was a great FBI guy.
Stand-up guy.
You know, if the Democrats are talking,
oh, he's an amazing, it doesn't get any straight arrows than that guy.
20 years as an FBI person, informant or whatever. I don't know what his deal is, but I know the FBI relied on him, and they wouldn't do it for 20 years if they were getting crap. But suddenly he's a pariah. Well, here's what the congressional Democrats press Galanis on his history of fraud. I would have pushed back and said, well, if you're going to press me on my history of fraud, I would wonder, are you going to press the Biden family on theirs? We're all in it together. And then he said, but he had nothing to gain by falsely implicating Hunter. He says, because Hunter, also being guilty, would exculpate him. Would not exculpate him. He's saying, what do you think I'm getting out of this? Quite frankly, you know what he could have said? It would be much easier on me if I just said Hunter was clean. Do you think that Joe Biden and that team wouldn't be, you know, jumping through hoops to make me okay? I mean, they'd be trying to get me out. He says, as I reviewed the facts, I realized the prosecutors in the Southern District of New York had gone lightly on Devin Archer and had not indicted Hunter Biden at all, despite the then-available documentations that we were partners. We were involved in decision-making that involved illegal self-dealing, and that all of us had financially benefited from these schemes. He said, in fact, Hunter Biden and Devin's company, Rosemont Seneca Bohai, received $15 million of the tribal bond fraudulent scheme to be invested in the Burnham Group. I believe the Southern District of New York's prosecuting strategy was intended to protect Hunter Biden and ultimately Vice President Biden. His words, not mine. This is a business partner of the Bidens who could easily, I'm going to tell you, he could easily say, no, I think they did a great, they did nothing wrong. Which way do you think is the easier way? I mean, the Republicans are feckless. What are they going to do to you? Well, do another Comer press conference. Well, it's clear that we got all the data shows he's lying, but I mean, he's lying. I mean, we got it. We got the data right here. I mean, we got all the documentation. He's lying. Okay, great. So what are you going to do with it, Jim Comer? What do you do with everything? Nothing. So what do you think the Democrats would do? If this guy stood up for Joe Biden, do you think maybe there'd be an attorney, Hollywood type, that might pay his bills or they might wink-wink get him out of something? Are you kidding me? I'm looking at what goes on in my little feeble life where they send IRS agents to my house and stuff like this for the little crap that I do. I mean, let me tell you, folks, the little voice that I have, if I switched over to the left, you would watch me skyrocket. I would be sitting right next to Van Jones. We'd be fist bumping on TV. And I'm going to tell you, Van's a sharp guy. I'd be making a lot more money than he is. If I'm going to go to the left, I'm going to go full bore. I'll go ugly. You know what I mean? I'm not going over there to be like, well, yeah, I mean, the Republicans are bad. I'll be like, man, them stupid Republicans. I was in meetings with white folks that was offering me bribes and all kinds of inducements. I'd go crazy on you white folks. But I won't do it. But I'm just telling you, I'd shoot right past Van Jones. I'd be up there. It boggles the mind. It honestly does. I'm just glad I'm not money hungry, because it's easy on the other side. It's as easy as their women. You get what I'm saying? Gallows, who's been in prison now for 8 years, said that the Bureau of Prisons had agreed to release him to home confinement, but reversed after it became clear that Congress was subpoenaing people with Burnham in the Biden impeachment inquiry. He said this: I understand from a former high-ranking Bureau of Prison official that the SDNC, that's the Southern District of New York prosecutors, aggressively weighed in with the Bureau of Prisons to oppose my release. As a result of this DOJ intervention, I was denied home confinement.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.